Two-thirds of Americans are overweight, and some blame fast food chains for the epidemic. One day after health officials announced that obesity may soon overtake tobacco use as the leading preventable cause of deaths in America, lawmakers in the House voted to ban any lawsuits that try to pin responsibility for obesity on restaurants, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
For the last week, everyone on Capitol Hill has been calling it the Cheeseburger Bill, recalling the old Saturday Night Live John Belushi skit. But the bill is no joke. Its real name is the Personal Responsibility in Food Consumption Act, and it passed the House by a tidy vote of 276 to 139. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, said there is a pressing need for this legislation.
Mr. Chairman, the food industry is our nation's largest private sector employer, providing jobs to some 12 million Americans. Today, that industry is threatened by an array of legal claims alleging that it should be liable and pay damages for the overconsumption of its legal products by others.
Leading Republicans framed the debate as an issue of personal responsibility. No one, they said, is forced to eat fatty cheeseburgers and fries, much less supersize them. And the Republicans blamed trial lawyers for trying to make money off a rash of lawsuits against fast food chains. But leading Democrats put the bill in a different context. They pointed out that every one of those lawsuits filed so far has been thrown out of court for being frivolous. So, Democrats say, the restaurant industry doesn't need to be shielded, and courts can decide the merits of each case. Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott accused Republicans of awarding political favors to the fast food industry.
Mr. Chairman, in a democracy, it is fundamentally wrong for some industries to have the privilege of trying their cases in a forum where their political allies will decide the merits of the case, while everyone else is relegated to the court system, where evidence is heard and the law applied by judges and juries without political considerations.
One thing lawmakers agree on, Americans are too fat. The fast food industry has started responding to health-minded pressure. Burger King, McDonald's, and other chains now offer veggie burgers and salads. They say launch them into the health food niche. But watch out. In some cases, researchers say the so-called healthy choices have more fat than the burgers. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.